Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. Today, we will not continue the topic we started in the past couple of programs. We will talk today about responding biblically to Muslim terrorists, because recently we've been hearing the news about horrible attack by Islamic terrorists. So I want to remind you of a few verses from the Bible that I found out to be very helpful to me. But before I start sharing these, of course, we pray for the victims. We pray for people and Christians not to hate all Muslims. So we have very important prayers. These are a few of them. But let me start by sharing, we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 that Satan is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. So all non-Christians, including Muslims, are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. They don't really understand God's love and salvation. Satan used different means to blind the minds of non-Christians. Paul actually traces the power of evil back to its ultimate source, the god of this world, Satan. And of course, you know from Ephesians 6 that our struggle is not against a human opponent, but against evil spiritual forces in the heavenly realm. Apostle Paul does not try to locate the source of evil that we fight against in any political or religious system. I strongly believe that our struggle is not really against Islam or Muslims, but against the forces of evil in the heavenly realm who blinded the minds and eyes of Muslims. So actually, Muslims are not our enemies. They are victims to Satan, our enemy. Muslims, actually, they are our mission field. And of course, Satan making them interpret some verses from the Quran and some actions that Muhammad took to mean that they should commit terrorist attacks. But of course, as you know, a huge number of Muslim people, multitudes of Muslims, hundreds of millions of Muslims do not believe the same way that Muslim terrorists believe, like the one who committed this horrible suicide bomb in the United Kingdom recently. Most Muslims don't believe that. Actually, most Muslims fight these kinds of attitude and the spirit and actions. I know, for example, Sisi, the president of my homeland, Egypt, put tens of thousands of Muslim Brotherhood in prison because they believe in using violence. And most of the people in Egypt, about 30 million, went to the streets in Egypt twice to protest against the Muslim Brotherhood. They don't want fanatic Muslims to rule the country, and they demanded from the military to get rid of them and put them in prison. And President Trump recently just met with 50 Muslim countries' leaders, and they agreed to fight Muslim extremist terrorism. Now, I want to move back to the Bible because this is our foundation, and pay your attention that in the same chapter, Ephesians 6, right before Apostle Paul said, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, he encourages us, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. Apostle Paul encourages us, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. Let me tell you something from my own experience. When I am not strong spiritually, when I am not filled with God's Spirit, when I don't have a strong faith in God and relying on God, I am inclined and tend to use the weapons that the world use and try to use fleshly means. You know, I depend on my flesh. I depend on my ability. I depend on what I can do. However, we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. This is the weapons we fight with, or we should fight with. The most effective and biblical way to respond to Muslim terrorists is prayer. Prayer for them and the prayer for us. And of course, we pray for the FBI, we pray for the CIA, we pray for the American government, we pray for the American president, we pray for the European governments, we pray that they will discover the Muslims that have inclinations and the plans to use violence. We pray for them, and we pray for us to be filled with God's Spirit. We pray right now, God, fill us with your Spirit, God. Strengthen us with your power in our inner man. Please pray with me, because this is our power, is the Spirit of God filling our lives, guiding our lives, enabling us to put on all of his armor and grow in our relationship with Jesus. And Jesus will control, will rule our lives. God, we ask you now to fill us with your love. Give us the chance to manifest your love to multitudes of Muslims and use your word to penetrate their heart and their minds. My Christian brothers and sisters, remember, the Bible told us love never fails. Never. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that you will open the eyes of many Muslims from world's events, from this terrorist attack, to understand that your love and your word was manifested through the pages of the Holy Bible, and they will understand that the teaching of Jesus is the best teaching that make us live peacefully in love with each other, in harmony. God, we pray that you will teach us your word and you will guide us to depend on your word, depend on your spirit, to communicate your love and salvation to Muslims. My Christian brothers and sisters, God does not want us to react to Muslims out of fear. Fear is a natural reaction when someone feels that his vested interests are being threatened. But when we ask the question, can Islam or Muslims ultimately do anything to threaten the existence of the church or prevent our ultimate triumph? Of course not. Can they frustrate the plan of God? Of course not. When Jesus hung on the cross and rose again, the final victory over all the power of the devil was gained. To be continued next program. Right now, please join me in a final word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray, God, that you will use even the terrorist attack that violent Muslims committed to open the eyes of millions of Muslims that this is not the way that you want it to be. This is not from you. This is from the devil. And open the eyes of multitudes of moderate Muslims to understand your love and your salvation through reading your holy word in the Bible. And equip us, God. Equip us. Don't let us be overcome by evil, but equip us, motivate us to overcome evil, the evil that exists in the world today, with good, as your word teaches us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.